Sex.
Hey, Scarlets, it's me, Mary Adele, your friendly neighborhood sexuality educator, here to normalize conversations about sex and sexuality and make these conversations joyful, liberating, and inclusive so we can all live more fulfilling, pleasurable lives. So, hey, y'all, how's it going? I'm recording this early May, not sure when it'll be out, but wherever we're at in this month or next month, I hope you're doing okay, taking care, and sending you, as always, lots of peaceful vibes. Today, I'm actually going to help with those peaceful vibes, I hope. So I'm going to talk about and encourage pleasure during unsettling times, or encourage finding pleasure and experiencing pleasure during unsettling times. So both within this time of a pandemic, when a lot of us are at home and some of us are working on the front lines, but really this can apply to any unsettling time in your life. Maybe you've experienced a loss recently. Maybe you are just going through it, just going through something, and you know, anything that's making you feel down or kind of lost is valid. So at the same point though, just know that even during those times, it might sound easy for me to say, but I truly believe this. Even during our darkest, darkest times, there are ways to find glimmers of pleasure during those times, even if it's just for a second, even if it's just the feeling of sun on your skin. That's valid pleasure, and that's something that you deserve. As I've said on here many times, it is our human right to experience pleasure. All right, so we're going to begin. I've done this before. We're going to begin with a grounding meditation. So if you are driving and listening, maybe don't do the grounding meditation, or just kind of listen and follow along with the breathing and stuff, but don't close your eyes and get too relaxed. Or maybe just turn off and play again later when you're at your home or just somewhere not on the road. And then after the meditation, I'll give you a few general tips on seeking pleasure during a pandemic, as well as during other dark life times. So, of course, I need to make a disclaimer real quick that I'm an educator, so I'm not a mental health therapist nor a healthcare worker. So just know that everything I say on here, nothing said during this episode should replace any medical or mental health attention as needed. So if you're really struggling, Scarlets, and you have access to a therapist or a professional, please seek that out as you can. All right. So let us do this meditation. I'm actually out of breath. I think it's because I've been in quarantine for so long that even just talking winds me. I need to work out a little bit more. That's okay. All right. So if you're not driving, go ahead and close your eyes. Let's take a deep breath all together. In through your nose. Hold it for a second. And then out through your mouth. Maybe take another one of those. It's amazing how much breath can really put you in your body. It's a gift. So let's imagine ourselves sitting next to the ocean. I've been really craving the ocean lately. It's breezy and warm. The sun has just set. You hear the waves crashing and some seagulls in the distance. So we're gonna do a physical reset. So we're gonna leave behind anything that's happened today, drop anything you're anticipating, and just be right here. So many of us are in our heads and our hearts right now, which is totally understandable. But even if it's just for this minute, let's completely just settle into our body and notice what's going on. Any stomach grumbles? Maybe you're full, maybe you're hungry. Any sharpness or tightness anywhere? I know sometimes our muscles get tight when we've been sitting for a long time. Back muscles, neck muscles. Just notice this again. You don't have to fix it. If it feels right though, go ahead and do just a little neck roll, taking care, going slowly. Notice any changes. How did that feel? Hear what's happening around you or outside. And if a thought pops up, think, that's a thought. And gently tune back into your body and your senses. So as we talk about pleasure in COVID-19 today, just keep tabs on your breath, your heart rate, any changes in your body. Maybe when we're talking about letting ourselves experience pleasure, your breath quickens. Maybe there's a question later that sparks something within you. Just take notice of all of that. You don't, again, have to fix anything. The main thing is just to kind of notice and let yourself have whatever feeling you're having. Let yourself have the thought and then see what your body's doing. Because truly being aware of what your body is doing, how it's reacting, it's going to tap into your intuition, which is our most powerful pleasure tool, I think, one of our most powerful pleasure tools. All right, so another deep breath in. Hold it at the top. And out through your mouth. If you feel comfortable and you're alone, take another deep breath in and then let out any sounds on the breath out. Maybe a big sigh, maybe a scream. All right, Scarlett, thanks for doing physical reset with me. I hope you're feeling a little more grounded and in the moment. So before we jump into my pleasure tips, here's two reasons why I wanted to talk about this today. So first, I've already said this, pleasure is a human right. Plain and simple, we all deserve it. Yeah. And then two, when we experience pleasure, we're more in tune with our bodies. So pleasure connects us to our sensory bodily selves. And so when we are more in tune with our bodies, a lot of times we're able to process and move through trauma, anxiety, panic, and more in a more grounded way. So I'm not saying that it's going to stop anxiety. I'm not saying that panic attacks will go away. What I'm saying is that you'll be able to move through some of these harder feelings and, you know, move through the mental health stuff you're going through in a more grounded way because you know your body's there. And you can kind of, you know, if you're going through a panic attack, check in with your breath. Or maybe, I know one person, she was telling me during panic attacks, she lies on the floor and she puts her feet up against the wall and it grounds her. And she's still having a panic attack, but it makes her be able to move through it, knowing that it's not going to last forever. And I think pleasure, experiencing pleasure, helps us get to this point of just being aware of what our bodies need in every moment. Yeah, so we help lessen the spiral of panic and we can feel into these moments so that we're able to process whatever is happening. So pleasure, in my opinion, is medicine and at times preventative medicine. And so I know maybe this doesn't make a lot of sense or sounds complex and it's different for everyone, you know, due to mental health, due to our abilities, the abilities of our bodies, due to any chronic illness or chronic pain you experience, due to the oppressions you experience day to day, pleasure looks different in how we experience it for all of us. This is just one mode of healing we can tap into right here in the now in hopes of lessening some of this collective pain we're all experiencing. Okay, so those are my reasons why I'm doing this. Now I'm going to list a few quick and dirty, so to speak, tips on pleasure during unsettling times. Again, these can be applied to any time. It doesn't have to be just about pleasure during this pandemic. All right. So first things first, you have to ask yourself this question. How do I feel about experiencing pleasure during this time? So if you have a journal nearby or a notepad and a pen, jot this down, jot your answer down to this question. How do I feel about experiencing pleasure during this time? I'll give you a second to think. So once you have something, bear with me. I need you to ask yourself another question. How do I feel about how I feel about experiencing pleasure during this time? Confused yet? So therein lies the key, because here's the thing. A lot of us might have answered unmotivated about experiencing pleasure right now, guilty about experiencing pleasure, maybe great about experiencing pleasure, maybe really uncomfortable and kind of icky about experiencing pleasure right now. And that might have been our initial answer when we asked ourselves how we feel about experiencing pleasure during this time. And that's okay. All those feelings are so valid, so okay. No shame in any of it. Anything you feel is okay. It's that next layer we need to pay attention to. So that next layer is also okay, but we need to pay attention to it. How do we feel about feeling unmotivated? How do we feel about feeling uncomfortable or guilty or great? A lot of us will layer on extra feelings on top of that primal first true feeling. Like, I feel crummy that I feel guilty about experiencing pleasure. Or I feel sad that I feel unmotivated about experiencing pleasure. That layering takes up a lot of valuable space, a lot of valuable energy and time and more. So when we layer like that, we're exhausting ourselves. And all of us do it. Most of us do it. Maybe not all of us. I think it's just an awareness I'm trying to facilitate you tuning into, because in short, my first tip is to acknowledge the true first feeling. So just let yourself having that feeling of guilt, letting yourself having that feeling of discomfort, allowing that feeling, letting the cycle of that feeling play out. So whether simply sitting with it, sitting with the guilt and just kind of sitting with it, not a great thing to sit with, but at least you're just letting it happen, letting it run through you. Some people like to go on a walk or a run to kind of expel a feeling or to go through the process of it. I'm not telling you to avoid it. I'm telling you to acknowledge it and be like, how do I move this feeling through my body? Crying is a great way to move through a big feeling. Do any of this, anything that feels right to you. When you maybe say, oh, I feel guilty about experiencing pleasure. Okay, how do I move through this guilt? The first thing that comes to mind, unless it says avoid it. Don't avoid it. You know, avoid it if it's, how should I say this? I want you to take care of yourself. So I want you to hold space for whatever you need. And sometimes our feelings are too intense to deal with alone. I totally get that. So if you need to talk with your therapist, with a loved one, in order to process the feeling. That's another way to deal with it though, right? Sometimes we do though have to put things on pause just to kind of get through our days, and I get that. But if you're able to letting the cycle of these feelings play out, if you have the ability to do that, if it feels right and okay to do that, do that. So go on that run, have that big cry, have that deep conversation with your best friend. And I'm not saying that this is easy. I'm not saying it's comfortable. It takes a lot of time. It takes compassion and patience and practice. You've got to practice this. So instead of tamping down feelings, how can we process them in a healthy way? Sometimes that's screaming into the void or into a pillow. Sometimes you got to scream. But just know that I'm right there with you. I'm working on this. It's not easy. Okay, my next tip. So once you've moved through your feelings about experiencing pleasure and validated yourself, we've talked about this before, it's time to write out your pleasure lists. So pleasure lists are just a great way to simply reflect on pleasure and the stuff of life that brings us pleasure. So, and it doesn't require you to do any of these pleasurable things. It just asks you to write about it and take note of it. It's going to lead to some kind of automatic pleasant feeling, maybe a moment of joy. And it's also an act of gratitude, which we all know how healing gratitude can be. So you know me, here's my simple prompt. The go-to is the senses. So A, think about smells you love, barbecues, eucalyptus, salty ocean air. From the smells, move on to your favorite tastes, mac and cheese, funfetti cakes. I'm making one of those today, so I'm really excited about funfetti cakes. Sights, so sunsets, maybe the look of your beloved's face, maybe the green that's popping up here on the east And you know, on the eastern part of America, there's so much green happening right now as spring blooms. Sounds, who's your favorite band, your favorite song? I really love the sound of train whistles. I don't know where that comes from, but I love it. And then move on to touch. So parts of your body that you like to touch and maybe rub your feet or have others touch. Where do you like to be touched on your body? Textures like sand between your toes and fingers, blankets on bare skin. So that's just a go-to simple thing you can do for yourself, is just write out the things you love, write out the pleasures that you really love to experience. And then if you have the time, the energy, and the accessibility, pick one from the list and go enjoy it. All right. My next tip is active pleasure lists. So this is something, a practice that I've started doing just this year. I take note via writing, jotting something down, taking a picture, that's a big one, or saying out loud the little things that are bringing me pleasure throughout the day. So breeze on my face. We've had the windows open during these warmer days, and just that breeze coming in from the window is just tremendous. And sometimes I'll take a little video and show how it's like moving, rustling the curtains, the donut that my mom bought and brought home for me. That was really nice. That was a pleasure. So I took a picture of that donut. A laugh with my boyfriend, that, you know, laughter can be so healing. So we've tried to find as many shows and just try to make each other laugh every single day. And it's the best when you laugh to the point of like tears and it hurts. So anytime you can, you know how good that feels, the aftermath, especially after you've laughed like that. It just like brings you up. So these are just just these little moments throughout your day. Maybe someone gave you a back scratch. Maybe on your walk, you saw a really cool, beautiful flower. Take a picture, write it down, speak it out loud. Anything beyond just having it in your head, which is wonderful too, but make it a little bit more active, take an action toward it, write it down, anything. All right. All these little moments, they stack up and they can really bring you pleasure throughout your days if you're able to notice them and ground into them. So not only be active toward them, like take that picture or write that down, really let yourself feel them. Notice your breath. Notice how your body reacted to the pleasure. If a smile creeps up maybe, or maybe your cheeks warm. Relish these bodily reactions. It's so magical to witness these shells, whatever you want to call your body, witness the manifestation of experiencing like the goosebumps or just, I don't know, little chills, anything that your body does to be recognize the moment as pleasurable. The laugh, the big belly laugh, the how your chest almost hurts after laughing so much. Just notice those little bodily reactions to these active pleasures too. All right. And then if you do take these pictures or write them down, not only have you kind of made it permanent, like taken record of it, but you can go back to it. Like if you have a pleasure journal, you can go back and read that when you're feeling kind of low, and it should bring back some just nice memory of the pleasure. Okay, my next recommendation is to give pleasure. So we all know how wonderful giving and receiving is. And especially during this time when many of us are isolated, some of us are by ourselves, we really cherish connection that we're able to make. And, you know, Zoom is one thing, getting on the phone and talking. I know that's wonderful, but a lot of us are getting fatigued by that. It's just like a lot of communication that we're not used to. And so, and maybe some of us are energized by it, and that's great. I personally get fatigued by all this communication we're doing, like via screens. So other ways to give pleasure or to connect can look like, if you're in quarantine with a fellow human and you have the supplies, surprise them and bake them something. Or maybe you have a lot of cool thread, make them a friendship bracelet. I've been making lots of friendship bracelets recently. Just make them something, anything, anything. And it can be more special if you don't have to buy anything to make it. Like anything you have in your house, surprise them and make them a little something that you create with your hands. I read somewhere the other day, definitely engage your hands in some way every day that doesn't involve your phone or your computer. So use your hands to make something. It doesn't have to be a work of art. Don't judge yourself. Just draw a picture. If you have paint, paint something. imperfection is so beautiful. So embrace it and just make something. Whatever, close your eyes and say, what do I want to make for this person? What would make them smile? Like, your intuition will answer you. So give yourself a second and listen. Send someone mail. This is so great. And buying stamps is great right now too, to support USPS. So a note, perhaps stick some stickers in there, anything lightweight. The reason I got started with the friendship bracelets is because my friend sent me one. And I was like, this is so nice. I'm going to send other people friendship bracelets and braid your love into it if you want to get cheesy. But it seriously made me so happy. So any mail you can send is great. If you can, leave a treat, disinfect it first on someone's doorstep, a neighbor, maybe one of your best friends. Maybe you've already done this because we've had to kind of celebrate birthdays and other holidays during this time. So maybe this is something you've already done, but do it again. Can just be a note, you know, it doesn't have to be a baked good or any kind of gift. But yeah, that's a way to connect more organically with our neighbors and our community. And then if someone gives you a pleasure, make sure you bask in it. Hug it to your heart and just really feel that gratitude of having someone who loves you and cares about you so much that they're sending you something. And if someone, you know, also we have to remember that a lot of people are really struggling during this time, understandably. So don't take offense if you're not hearing from people. That's kind of a side note. Just, I want everyone to know that we're all kind of dealing with this in our own ways. And this is pretty new territory. So just know that sometimes people are just sending you love from afar just by thinking about you. Know that people are thinking about you. All right. My final tip is to create a special pleasure ritual for yourself. So something you engage in every day just for you. For example, rub some lotion on your feet before bed every night. Find a book that you've been wanting to read and read it for 30 minutes every day. Wake up, grab your coffee or tea, and do 3 stretches. Give yourself these little numbers. So 3 stretches, whatever your body tells you it needs each day. I personally have needed a lot of lower back stretching. So I've been trying to do that every day. Or come up with like a movement ritual every day, choosing what feels right in the moment. So maybe on Monday you want to dance, and then Tuesday you want to go on a walk. Wednesday you want to do a jog, you know, et cetera, throughout the week. I personally, it doesn't work for me to schedule movement way ahead of time. So like, I don't come up with a workout plan throughout the week. Some people, that really works for them, and that's great. For me, it's kind of like I wake up and I'm like, how do I want my body to move today? How do I want to engage with, you know, the sore muscle, or I'm feeling stiff today? What could make me feel better? Just check in with yourself. What does your body need? And some days it needs to just lay there all day. And that's okay too. That's taking care of your body too, is when you let it rest. But just create these rituals for yourself. It does not have to take up a lot of time. And I suspect it can be practiced in between. You know, I don't have children, but even if you can find just 5 minutes in between taking care of your kids or work or any other of the many responsibilities I know we're all facing day to day, just make it sacred. Make this 5 minutes just for you. And it's something you do every day. And it's your ritual. Okay. So those are my tips from these tips, decide what your ritual is going to be, what you're going to start practicing tomorrow, anything, and call it Blank's daily ritual. And it's yours, it's in your calendar, and you do it every day. It'll feel really good and special and sweet. So I do have a listener question. This person said, my libido has gone way down since the virus began, and I don't feel motivated to experience pleasure right now. And I feel guilty about it. So any advice? Oh man, so get this. I totally get this. And I've already talked a little bit about this, but it sounds like you've got a lot of feelings going on around this. Your libido's down, you don't feel like experiencing any pleasure, and you feel guilty about it. So I want you to put the guilt aside for a second. And I just want you to allow, like, what if you said, I accept that my libido's down right now. I accept that pleasure doesn't feel accessible to me right now. And again, just kind of sit in that. It's, you know, not a great feeling, but to let yourself just have that for a second, instead of moving straight into the guilt, it's going to give you a second to process. Maybe get your journal out and write these truths down. My libido is down. My pleasure, you know, accessibility doesn't feel, I just am not aligned with it right now. Just write those two things down and then just do some journaling from there. I want to also say that a lot of libidos are down right now. People are dealing with this crisis in different ways, but it's not surprising to me, and I've read this, that we just don't feel like really having sex or masturbating, and that's okay. It's a hard, hard time. We're sad. For a lot of people, when, you know, sadness comes in or just, yeah, just low feelings, libidos go down. So just know that that's normal, but also it's normal to feel like your libido has gone up. That's normal too. There's no answer to all of our experiences. It's more just about validating whatever you are experiencing and knowing that it's okay. Most likely this is just a cycle we're going through, and things will change again in however long, a month, 2 months, a year, and ride it out. But you are okay. I know that feeling of guilt is the worst, but again, push that aside for a second, because your initial true feeling is just that you're sad that your libido's down, and it's a bummer, and it is a bummer, and kind of ride out the cycle of that feeling and let that be. And then in terms of like accessing pleasure, maybe refer to the tips I just gave you and allowing pleasure to be way wider than maybe our culture has allowed it to be. So just that first sip of coffee, letting that be pleasure. Anything that's a joy to you, a simple joy, that's a pleasure. So start recognizing that. And that way you know that you are, hopefully in some way, even again, if it is just sun on your skin, you're accessing pleasure, even if it's in the most smallest of smallest ways. And know that I'm here with you. I get it. You're not alone. And I'm happy to talk more about this. So feel free to send me another email if you want to respond to what I just said. I'm here to support you. And also do check out my Instagram. It has, you know, tips and tricks for accessing pleasure at @MaryAdell_sexeducator on Instagram. So let's go ahead. We've talked a lot about pleasure today, but here's my pause for pleasure segment. One thing that I've been doing a lot of is doing the squat stretch. Because we're sitting so much, it really helps open up the pelvic floor. It helps kind of decrease some of that back pain maybe you're feeling. It's just a nice juicy stretch. So that's been giving me a lot of pleasure lately. Maybe that's something for you to try if that sounds nice. So I just said where to find me on Instagram. Follow me on my website too, maryadell.com. Send me an email, info@maryadell.com. And make sure also to follow Dragon Digital Radio on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And be sure to check out their other awesome podcasts on dragondigitalradio.podbean.com. And don't forget to comment, rate, and share this podcast, but also all the other great podcasts on there. And thank you, Scarlets. Tune in, you know, for another episode of the Scarlet Collective soon. And don't forget to pay attention and seek pleasure. And thank you all so much for being here and listening.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.